Welcome back to 9to5 Google Daily. I'm Stephen Hall, and I've been out for a couple weeks because of some family issues, but we should be back to our normally scheduled programming from here on out. First up today, we have the Google Store back again with its back-to-school sale. Some notable deals this week include the Pixel 2 XL, which we're seeing $100 off for. The 64 gig model is running at $749 and the 128 gig model at $849, but that also includes a $50 Google Store credit and a free Google Home Mini. There's also the 128 gig Pixel Book, which has been on sale for $750 on and off at various retailers for a few months now, and Google is once again offering that deal on the Google Store. The Pixel Buds are also seeing a $50 off deal, making them $109, and a pretty affordable set of Bluetooth neck buds. This sale is running until September 1st for the Pixel 2 XL and the Pixel Buds, while the Google Pixel Book deal expires on September 3rd. Next up today, we have Google potentially delivering a Windows 10 dual boot option on many Chromebooks with a new feature that XDA developers spotted called Campfire. So we've seen references to a project Google's been working on for the Pixel Book called AltOS for a while now, which hinted that maybe Windows would be a dual boot option on a future Pixel Book model. But this wider, broader project called Campfire seems to be in the works to support dual booting OSs on a wide variety of Chromebooks, although it seemingly would require about 40 gigs of internal storage to work properly. So it does seem that many of the existing Chromebooks on the market will not be updated with this feature. However, forthcoming Chromebooks may have it out of the box. We'll have to wait and see. And lastly today, we have Android 9 Pie, which launched officially last week, is causing some fast charging issues for many Google Pixel owners. This, of course, is referring to the original Google Pixel, and it seems that some of these various owners are seeing that fast charging just isn't working properly on their devices following their update to the stable version of Android 9 Pie. According to these users, USB power delivery accessories aren't always working with these devices, and in some cases, Google's own chargers aren't working either. We'll have to wait and hope for a fix from Google on this, but the original issue tracker post on this problem was closed and marked as won't fix, so it's not exactly clear what the status on this issue actually is. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.